Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
By no means do I intend to throw the county under the bus, but the fact of the matter is, Bill, when they come with their wish list, it's 10 items. But those 10 items have to take care of Pace, Shamukla, East Milton, Holly, Navarre. So again, not throwing them under the bus, and it's certainly not their fault, but our ask list for Navarre ends up being one or two items, whereas Crestview's, no offense, is six or seven. Or Jay's is three or four.
All right, this is Dr. Joel Rudman. Representative Rudman represents 3rd District. This is basically most of the north of Santa Rosa County, and I think some of Okaloosa as well, bubbles over into Santa Rosa, into Okaloosa at the top. Hosting a forum in favor of incorporation for Navarre, which he has kind of said that he's on the fence about this, or, you know, he'll do whatever the people want, but I think he's very clearly in favor of Navarre incorporation. The reason I bring this up today, this is actually from a couple weeks ago. There was, you know, several pro forums and at least one or two antis, and there is a straw vote tomorrow, okay, if you want to participate. If you live in the covered areas in Navarre where you're actually having the vote, that's precincts 26, 29, 34, 35, 38, and 40. Now, this is not run by the supervisor of elections, right? This is run by an outside organization that's been contracted by the Incorporate Navarre folks to have this straw vote, which the county denied them the ability to put that on the ballot. So now they're doing it this way as an effort to try to persuade the legislators to take this up. More on that in a moment. But anyway, the vote is tomorrow. There's a couple of polling places, 8 to 5 tomorrow at Andy D's, St. Sylvester Church, and Central Navarre on Navarre Parkway. There had been absentee ballots, but of course, you know, that's all not possible now unless you already had it in the works. So why would people want to incorporate Navarre? A conversation that's been going on for as long as I've lived here, 10 years. The arguments in favor are things like, we want to have a voice. You know, like on the TPO, you don't have a voice for Navarre. What Rudman was saying there is the county has its list of, say, 10 items that they come to him with every year for funding, but that covers the whole county. Navarre gets one or two of those as part of the county, but if Navarre had a city, they might get 4, 5, or 6 because they have more ability to represent themselves and advocate for themselves. They have a better voice is kind of the argument. Carmen Reynolds, who is one of the people advocating for this.
You've experienced exponential growth in the last 10 years, and we haven't been the masters of our destiny whatsoever. We are the recipients of what's happened because we aren't involved in the equation.
You have representation through the county commission, but if that 5-member board isn't doing what you want, it's hard as a city to really push back. You know, Pensacola has a lot more control over its territory than the county has over it, okay? This was why the whole push for Perdido to become a city was the frustration that the county is not doing enough to allow them to develop the way they want to develop, and it's just kind of rampant, unchecked growth, which is kind of the complaint about Navarre. We don't want to become another Destin is kind of the argument there. It would give you more local control over things. You could have better things is one of the arguments, you know, better amenities, more sidewalks and trees and things like that. The question, of course, of cost is always the issue. And when you're talking about the cost there, the study proposes a 0.95 millage, which means that you're talking about $1 for every $1,000 of valuation for your house. 95 cents, okay? So what that means is if you have a $100,000 home, every year you'd pay about $100. $200,000 home, $200. That's the idea. Now, that's really low. That would be the lowest in the entire state. And the mayor of Destin, Bobby Wagner, was one of the people that they had in for this particular forum. And he says, yeah, I mean, that's adequate as a starting point, he thinks, because you're going to go leverage that and you're going to get other money to come in, even in Destin, to do the same thing.
While we are right now currently the second lowest at 1.6, we operate a $72 million a year budget. We get about $12 million from our landowners in ad valorem tax, which is this millage. However, that 12 to the 72 means that for every dollar you give us, we're out there fighting and finding grants and working with our representatives and county commissioners for every other dollar. So right now, for every $1 that the city asks the citizens to pony up, we're going out there doubling down by fivefold, bringing your $1 to now $6.
So they have that. They believe they're able to go get extra money so that they can leverage. And of course, that's what the people proposing to incorporate Navarre are counting on, the ability to leverage the money and get more from all kinds of sources than just the 1%, or not quite one, you know, one per mil, really. Not quite. Okay, what about the anti-side? So, you know, more local control, more power to shape their future, their ability to control and prevent things like congestion. What about the anti? Well, the first one is that one. The congestion issue is primarily created by Highway 98, and that's an FDOT road. And if you want to know how a city is not going to be able to control its own destiny when it comes to a major thoroughfare controlled by FDOT, ask Milton. Milton wanted to be two lanes and stay two lanes for Highway 90, and FDOT says, nope, it's going to be four lanes. And so Milton basically resigned itself, as a council anyway, to how can we best manage, you know, what we don't want, which is the four lane. How can we manage that and get the most we want out of it? They were not able to stop it, and you will not be able to stop FDOT from doing what they want to do. So if your big problem is Highway 98, and that's already under the reconstruction that's going on right now, like, it's not clear how much you're going to be able to control congestion in Navarre just by incorporating. Also, a lot of questions about the study. We'll come back to this conversation in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
We have an accident I-10 eastbound right around mile marker 10. Again, that's between the Pine Forest and Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. So just pack your patience with that. And it's not blocking the road, but yet it's still causing some delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. In terms of the document itself for the study, a lot of details and numbers that don't seem to add up. To Dave Peach, the former county commissioner, former guy who would build Air Force bases for a living, somebody whose judgment I respect and I trust Dave quite a bit. And he looked at it and said,
Commissioner Wright couldn't have said it better. This is a utopian document that should be called Fantasy Island, in my opinion, because I'm a guy that deals with real numbers, and I have the real numbers of what it costs from our county budget.
He knows, because he worked for the county as a commissioner, right? And some of the things that he talked about were like the pay rates that they're intending to offer for various positions. Like for the, where was the one down here? Director of Finance, $35 an hour for $72,000 a year. Where are you going to find somebody to direct your finance department for $72,000 a year? For city planning, $52,000. What? A grant writer for $52,000 a year. Good luck. An attorney, a city attorney, for $156 a year at $75 an hour. You're going to get an attorney for $75 an hour? So the costs have been underestimated. The revenues have been overestimated, the critics say, okay, including the fact that Navarre Beach doesn't want to participate in this. They are doing their own separate study on this.
In fact, it is so important to us that we not be included that we have commissioned our own study. So they raised $40,000, and they have their own study on the way, and they want to review their own study so they can decide whether or not incorporation is what's best for them.
That's Tamara Fountain, another person who's a personal friend. I trust her. She's very smart. She used to work for Ashton Hayward here in Pensacola. She now runs the Navarre Beach, the Navarre Pier. She says that the beach wants out, and I've heard them say that as well, or they at least want to study it. They're not interested in being dragged into mainland Navarre's incorporation. So Navarre could incorporate, and then the beach could incorporate separately, which would deprive the city of Navarre of a massive slice of its revenue, because big property values out on the beach, somewhere around a third of their money, okay? So that's a problem. You also have the issue of being able to generate the equivalent of three mills from all these different revenue sources. I am no expert, okay? Some say that it's possible. It looks unlikely to me. And again, I know Dave Peach and Tamara Fountain are numbers people, and they've looked at this in detail, and they say it can't be done. Not the way they're expecting it. Too optimistic on the revenue side, too optimistic on the cost side, and, you know, kind of over-promising and under-delivering, and then that means they're going to have to raise taxes in order to be eligible for matching funds and different things. So, and plus, the county would be glad to get rid of its obligations to handle Navarre, because it costs so much to take care of it. You know, you'd still have to pay your taxes to the county, but the county wouldn't have to pay for a lot of the things that the city would now have to pay for.
The East Navarre Drainage Study, $4 million for the study. You think the county's going to continue to fund that when this city, magical city, takes over all the streets and drainage in town? They're going to wash their hands of it and spend that $4 million in other parts of the county. I could tell you, if I was a North End County Commissioner, I'd be jumping up and down saying, incorporate, Navarre, please do. You will take so many bills off our plate and stick them on your own plate that the North End of Santa Rosa County will flourish if this happens to our area of Navarre. It's insanity at its finest.
So they say terrible idea, cannot work, at least not with this current study. There's two categories of objection. One is we don't want to incorporate at all. The other is, well, this study doesn't justify incorporation because the study itself is also flawed. All right, so where do I land on this? I have tried to stay out because I don't live there, okay? So I don't, you know, personal connection to what needs to be done, what the problems are, and being willing to pay the taxes that are going to go in if you actually incorporate. But I will say this, having listened to both sides, if I lived in Navarre, I would vote no. Okay? It's not up to me. I don't live there. I won't be in this straw vote. But if it were me, based on what I have seen, I would vote no. Now, the other factor is, this is all moot. Even though there's a straw vote tomorrow, Don Gates, almost certainly, who will win the election. I mean, Lisa Newell's a good friend, but I don't think she's going to win the election. Okay? Don Gates is going to win the election for state senate. And you got to get him on board. And he says, I don't care about your straw vote. It's got to be an actual vote run by the actual supervisor of elections.
Non-binding referendum means that it's not handled by a group of folks who have a dog in the fight. It's handled by the supervisor of elections. It's not handled through somebody sending out ballots in their own method or using their own list. But it's handled at the voting places that people are accustomed to voting, using the voting rolls that have been certified by the supervisor of elections and are subject to legal challenge if there's a problem.
Remember, he made the joke that, you know, if you give me a couple $1,000, I can get you a straw vote to do anything, including moving the Gulf of Mexico. That's why he wants an actual binding or non-binding referendum, which is kind of what's been asked for in the past. Now, the county commission turned that down. I thought they should have allowed it, but they said they couldn't, you know, there was a lot of reasons, a lot of argument. And he even said he would have allowed it too, because then you'd have an actual vote you could count on. But he says this straw poll doesn't mean anything. So you're talking minimum for actually doing this, a vote in November of 2026 is what looks realistic to me. So tomorrow we can go vote in the straw vote. I encourage you to participate. Okay. Do participate. At least then we might get a better sort of poll sample. But likely this is not going to matter. And by the way, like I said, when I said I was trying to stay out of this, Dr. Rubman asked me to moderate debates, moderate a forum. I said, I'll do it if we can get both sides. He wanted to kind of more have his people on. And I was like, well, what about a debate? He offered Wes Seiler and I was going to set something up. It just didn't. I just neglected it until it didn't happen. I would have been willing to do that. We just never did. I thought I'd cover it for a day here before the straw vote tomorrow. And like I said, I don't have to pay the consequence of this. And I don't feel like I'm as informed as I would like to be because I haven't paid a lot of attention to this issue, but paying as much attention as I could and listening to people and trying to figure out who I trust and looking at some of the study myself, that's how I evaluate it, okay? 722 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Discouraged? Defeated? Disappointed? You're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward. And it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life. And Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit ITENWired.com for tickets.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand.
Good morning, 7:26, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll have our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief on here in just a second. Before that, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident that's I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 10. Now, it's not blocking the roadway, but we are seeing some delays with that on I-10 eastbound before you get to the Highway 29 exit. This traffic is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us on a Friday and during the season, which is kind of ending today. Dave Greenwood, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It's a pleasure to talk to you on this beautiful Friday.
How were the beaches this week? We, you know, obviously downstate was terrible, but we didn't even have a water warning in our area, right?
We did have a buildup of surf as a storm did approach the Tampa area, but It was just absolutely beautiful out here. We had a lot of folks visiting the beach. Like I say, Kentucky and Tennessee are on fall break, and I was talking to Kentucky a few days ago, and shout out to our public works department. He said, man, we come down here and they sure keep this place really looking nice.
Amen. Definitely true. Yeah, it's so interesting because obviously Florida can have massive problems in one part of the state. And then we're like, you can come here. It's all fine. You know, so what are we looking at this weekend, Dave?
Oh, it looks like we're going to have beautiful fall-like weather. Temperatures are getting really comfortable. And we expect a big crowd out on the beach for our last week in the tower duty. We'll have the towers off the beach in this coming week. And we do have our tryout date for December 7th and December 8th. So all those folks that want to be a lifeguard, get ready, because the swim run test is December 7th and 8th, and information can be found on our website.
Outstanding. Well, Dave, I know we won't be speaking to you every week as we always do during the summer, but we'll catch updates from you as they come along, or especially for announcing the tryouts coming up December 6th and 7th. I appreciate that. And I just want to thank you again, like every year. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for running the lifeguards. Thank you for the expansion to Perdido Key. I know that wasn't necessarily very easy personnel-wise, but you guys pulled it off, and I appreciate the work that you and your whole team does, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Hey, and another note, you mentioned that reverse storm swell.
Yeah.
That storm surge.
Yeah,
that did happen. Thankfully, the folks in Tampa experienced that, because they didn't, I was concerned. I thought that big storm surge would just push right up into downtown Tampa. But fortunately, that wasn't the case.
Yeah, same exact. I was very worried about that, and it was weird to see that happen down there. Dave Greenwood, talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for the time. Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. 729 on News Radio 92.3. Dave Wayne, okay? David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, millions of people still without power in Florida after Hurricane Milton in the Tampa area. There's about 500,000 people still with no electricity. The IRS now vowing to expedite $10 billion in delayed pandemic aid to businesses that were hit hard by the recent hurricanes. They said 400,000 claims are now being processed, but they haven't provided a specific timeline.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Coming up in just a minute, by the way, follow up on the question of Kamala Harris owning a Glock, which maybe people have raised the question. I thought Glocks were illegal in California. We'll talk about that a little.
News. I'm Chris Foster. At least 17 people are killed. Hundreds are rescued since Hurricane Milton hit Florida Wednesday night. Florida Division of Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie on Fox says more, especially older people, could die if they're not careful.
Do not go out and try to cut a tree off your house. Don't try to pick up the debris. We'll send you volunteer organizations to do that for free. We will not charge you. And we'll help you with that. And that will very much save a life.
There's still about 2.4 million power outages reported. The Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to a group of Japanese atomic bomb survivors.
Nihon Hidankyo is known for its activism against nuclear weapons. Its members have lived through the 1945 nuclear attacks and have dedicated their lives to telling their stories of loss and injury. About 114,000 survivors of the bombings are still alive.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The last Nobel Prize of the Year for Economics will be announced Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 60 degrees right now. We've got sunshine, beautiful Friday morning here in Pensacola. Well, thanks to forensic evidence, a Pensacola man is now facing charges for two murders back in 2023. 23-year-old Jerhan Porter was indicted last month on a charge for the murder of Marvis Bedgood Jr. and also the murder of Billy Frank Slayton. Bedgood's body was found with numerous gunshot wounds in the clay pits on Wagner Road. Investigators say the bullets from his body matched guns seized from Porter's home. Investigators also say an inmate at the Escambia jail that shared a cell with Porter said he admitted to the killing as part of a gang activity. Slayton's body was also found near the clay pits in a homeless camp. Bullets found in his body also matched Porter's guns. Porter now faces charges for two counts of first-degree premeditated murder, tampering with evidence and possession of a firearm by a convicted delinquent. An investigation continues into the robbery at the Penn Air Credit Union last week.
Where an individual, they believe it was a white or Hispanic male, walked in there demanding money. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. We're still working on that case, so if anybody has any information on that, to please contact the police department or to remain anonymous, contact Crime Stoppers.
PPD's Mike Wood, he says the suspect did not display a weapon, but claimed he would use one when he demanded the money. If you have any information on that case, contact, again, Pensacola Police or call Crime Stoppers. Tampa International Airport reopens today.
We sustained some damage to the airport, albeit more cosmetic damage. We dodged a bullet with this storm. We didn't get the storm surge that we were initially expecting to get.
John Tilyakos heads up the airport's operations. That reopened here in the last hour. Southwest Florida International Airport and the Orlando Airport also reopening today in Palm Beach. They're still assessing damage and haven't announced when their airport will reopen. The Gulf Breeze doctor accused in a pill mill case now faces a total of 50 felony charges. The charges range from murder to money laundering. FDLE agents raided Dr. Eileen Sharp's office in June of 2023. She was arrested earlier this month. A report says 40 of her patients died of overdoses between 2017 and 2023, and an independent medical review showed two of those overdose victims would not have died if they had not been overprescribed oxycodone. Dr. Sharp due back in court on October 24th. Well, there is a highly anticipated baseball doubleheader exhibition game coming up tomorrow. FSU and Auburn, that's all happening at Blue Wahoo Stadium. But if you don't already have a ticket...
It is completely sold out. All standing room tickets are sold out. I believe it's sold out in an hour.
That's Mayor D.C. Reeves. But if you want to take in the atmosphere, you can still go down to the stadium and enjoy the tailgating. Watch it on a big screen. There's also going to be a flyover by Navy pilots from Whiting Airfield and Training Wing 5 right before that game starts. And some people in our area were able to see the Northern Lights last night for the second time this year. The Aurora Borealis was visible across the area, especially in more rural areas with less light pollution. And that was caused by an extreme solar storm. The second time our area has been able to see those this year. And apparently there's more solar flares coming up here in the future. You might be able to see him again. 735 at News Radio. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Still working that accident on I-10 eastbound. It's got traffic backed up all the way to Pine Forest. So if you're headed from Pine Forest through the Highway 29, the accident is off to the side of the road, but we're seeing some major delays, maybe a 20-25 minute delay going through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Saturday, nice sunny skies, high near 78. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Rounding out the weekend with plenty of sunshine, high near 82 and a low near 65. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEART weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
61 right now and sunshine across the area. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors are looking ahead to producer price index data, a measure of wholesale prices, due out later this morning. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect the PPI to have risen by 0.1% in September on a monthly basis. The report drops in 10 minutes. Boeing says it has filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board against the union representing striking West Coast factory workers, accusing the leaders of not bargaining in good faith. Earlier this week, Boeing had withdrawn its latest pay offer to the union after 2 days of discussions with federal mediators. What makes the best employee? According to Mark Cuban, the best soft skill you can develop is the ability to analyze a situation, find a solution, and not make a big deal out of it. Futures are mixed as investors await fresh data. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 57, the NASDAQ down 9, the S&P 500 down 11. That's your money now.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Pensacola Interstate Fair is coming for 11 big days with opening dollar day. $1 admission and $1 rides. Free shows by Neil McCoy, Aaron Tippin, Chris Jensen, Easton Corbin, Tristan Harper, Twitty and Lynn, Bluffett, a Jimmy Buffett tribute, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Great rides, exhibits, food, and games, plus Circa Maceo and Friday Night Midnight Madness with unlimited rides. For half-price admission tickets and $5 off ride wristbands, go to PensacolaFair.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Recently surprised people when you said that you are a gun owner, and then if someone came into your
house,
that
was not the first time I've talked about it. That's not the first time I've talked about it.
So, what kind of gun do you own, and when and why did you get it?
I have a Glock, and I've had it for quite some time. And I mean, look, Bill, my background is in law enforcement, and so there you go.
Have you ever fired it?
Yes. Of course I have. At a shooting range? Yes, of course I have.
Now, you got to factor in here that Kamala Harris is always fighting the English language just a little bit. And so her ability to sound like a natural, normal, non-robot is not great, okay? So when she says shooting range, which nobody says, even though that's officially the name, you say gun range or the range. And when she says, of course I've shot it, you know, that could be one time 20 years ago. Round of 50, you know, whatever. And when she says Glock, which most people will say, well, I have a Glock 17. I have a Glock 17 and a Glock 43. And that's what people will say, you know, as they give the number. I would have liked him to press a little bit. You know, what model? How often have you shot it? Anything? Or isn't it illegal to own those in California? The answer is a little bit trickier than just that. It's true. There is a law on the books in California that does prohibit certain kinds of firearms being owned by private individuals, and Glock Generations 1, 2, 4, and 5, in addition to U.S.-made Glock handguns, currently prohibited for sale to the general public by these restrictions in a law passed in 2001. Only Austrian-made Glock Gen 3s are available, apparently. There is a carve-out, however, for law enforcement, which would include district attorneys. In 2019, it was confirmed vice president, then a senator from California running for president, told media she owned a handgun. Aide later confirmed that it was purchased years ago. This has been my theory. I don't think she's lying. I just think she doesn't know what it is and hasn't seen it in 20 years. I think she probably bought it in the 90s. I think she probably, you know, maybe for Y2K. A lot of people bought guns for Y2K. You know, maybe. And she took it to the range to make sure she knew how to shoot it. And then since then, maybe it's in the sock drawer somewhere, whatever. That's my theory. But somebody asked the question, you know, aren't they illegal? It'd be legal for her to own it as a law enforcement, okay? Or if she owned it before 2001, which is probably not very likely, although I suppose it's possible. But that's not the end of the story, because she has been in favor of gun control and in favor of laws that prohibit people from owning handguns, including supporting you know, writing briefs or siding with briefs to the Supreme Court in the Heller case about the District of Columbia's ban on handguns, including apparently a lawsuit brought by the federal government or wanting to be brought against Glock for unsafe weapons. So it's very much a gun control for thee, but not for me kind of view. I mean, there was an effort to make them all illegal in San Francisco, too, and she was apparently in favor of that. So is it that it's illegal? It might not be. Is it that it's hypocritical? It absolutely is. Of course. And why is she saying this in, you know, run up to a presidency? Because she thinks it makes her sound cool and interesting and gets people talking about it. And she can sound like she's not so much of a gun grabber, even though she did support the idea that in a press conference in 2007, she said that this is when she was the DA in San Francisco, that authorities would be able to walk into their homes to inspect while they were whether they were storing their firearms properly under the proposal that she helped draft. So just, you know, factor all these things into consideration. Somebody had texted me about the illegality, and I did a little bit of follow-up on it because it's a little bit more complicated than it might at first seem. 437-1620. I will say this. There were a couple of gems in the 60 Minutes interview, despite all the controversy over the editing, which now there's an allegation that they also edited the Netanyahu answer. And we'll never know unless they release the full tape, of course. But Bill Whitaker, who I thought did a really good job, pressed her on things like, how are you going to pay for all of these things that you want to do?
Congress has shown no inclination to move in your direction.
I disagree with you. There are plenty of leaders in Congress who understand and know that the Trump tax cuts blew up our federal deficit. None of us, and certainly I cannot afford to be myopic in terms of how I think about strengthening America's economy. Let me tell you something. I am a devout public servant. You know that. I am also a capitalist. And I know the limitations of government.
All right. Pardon. Pardon me. I was trying to choke down that set of comments. She knows the limits of government. I am okay. I mean, if you say it, it just must be true. 746 on News Radio 92.3. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
I want to give you a chance to get some water during this traffic update.
Cough.
No accidents on the board, but if you're trying to get on I-10 eastbound at the Pine Forest exit to get on I-10, you're seeing some major delays there, and it's also delayed all the way through that construction zone, even past the Highway 29 exit. So if you're in that area, expect a 15 to 20-minute delay just getting through that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got a project you're working on around the home, a repair you need to make, or an improvement, a remodel, or maybe at the other end of the spectrum, you build homes for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Great place to get good, you know, all the products you need, right? Anything you need. They'll have it in stock. They won't have to order it for you. I mean, trust me, I've seen their back room. It's... You need that 1898 part. They've got it. Like, it's crazy some of the stuff they have. But they just don't believe you should have to wait a day even for them to order something. And if you work on a construction site, they can deliver it to you, put you on a monthly bill. You know, they can give you good advice on solving problems. They know the code. They probably know the inspectors. I mean, they really know their business from an advice point of view in addition to just being able to sell you all the good supplies. Then the front of the store has all these housewares where you can buy gifts for yourself or other people. I mean, you know, gumbo pots and grills and cutlery and Yeti products and just all kinds of, it's like really amazing, the front of the store. So whether you need to rebuild, remodel, fix or repair, or get a gift for somebody, Pensacola Hardware can help you. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street since 1851, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. Back briefly to the 60 Minutes interview, where again, there's now calls for an outside investigation into whether 60 Minutes, you know, because it's a news department, it's supposed to be, you know, honorable. And this is former staffers at CBS are saying this is ridiculous what they did to this interview. This should be investigated. Of course, Trump calling to take away their license. That's super dumb. I mean, it just has, the federal government doesn't have that authority to look at a news agency and decide that they were manipulative in their presentation of an interview and revoke their license. Good Lord, you don't want the federal government having that power even so. So that's just super dumb. Anyway, back to the interview. They did put Tim Walz on at the end, and he said some, I mean, he just, you know.
This is kind of the situation we're in, but I said the, for me, being an eternal optimist, I always say that.
Sorry, this is a different clip from him. That's not the one I wanted to play. That was from the Jimmy Kimmel. So he was asked about his honesty. about the conflicting answers with the facts that he was pressed on during the debate.
Walz has been criticized for embellishing or telling outright falsehoods about his military record and about his travels to Asia in the 1980s.
Accurate.
In your debate with J.D. Vance, you said, "I'm a knucklehead at times." And I think you were referring to the time that you said that you were in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square unrest when you were not.
Yeah.
Is that kind of misrepresentation, isn't that more than just being a knucklehead?
I think folks know who I am, and I think they know the difference between someone expressing emotion, telling a story, getting a date wrong rather than a pathological liar like Donald Trump.
What? So I'm a liar, but he's a worser liar? Or I'm a knucklehead, but he's a liar. Like, it's such a weird way to phrase this.
I think it comes down to the question of whether you can be trusted to tell the truth.
Yeah, well, I can. I think I can. I will own up to being a knucklehead at times, but the folks closest to me know that I keep my word.
That clip sounds super edited. And I didn't edit it. I'm playing you what they played on the air. I just don't trust the content, but this idea that, you know, I'm a knucklehead. Well, knucklehead is a euphemism for liar, right? It's not cute. And somebody says, "Whoa, what about the things Trump says?" Yes, I've told you a million times Trump is not reliable with his words either. Of course. It's so funny. I criticize Kamala and all the Democrats get angry at me for not criticizing Trump. I criticize Trump and all the Republicans get angry at me for criticizing Trump. I'll say more than I want to say. Anyway, they both deserve a lot of criticism. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you have an import that you want to get worked on, you might think you've got to take that to the dealership to get the work done, whether it's a Lexus, an Audi, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a BMW, a Jaguar, whatever. But, you know, you can save time, save money, save distance, gas, all that. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics, too. No problem. They work on diesel engines. They work on gas engines. If you drive it, they work on it. Their website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where the idea is preventative routine scheduled maintenance. So you don't have to deal with the big catastrophe, right? Bring it to them a little bit more often. Just like you bring your body to the doctor, bring your car to the Bobby Likas. They'll take care of it. Two locations on Davis Highway and on US 29 right across from the Walmart. And they work on fleet. So if you are, have a company and you have to oversee a fleet, 5, 10, 15 vehicles, they work on those too. Companies like GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. So whether it's your own car, kid's car, or a fleet you manage, Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway or on US 29.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
When it comes to your dream home, at Pinair Credit Union, we think you deserve to be picky. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
He's got huge, sharp, he can leap about. Look at the bones!
Look at the bones! 7:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Love the holy hand grenade. Somebody texts in and says, I'm also in that group of people who believes that you're so sharp in criticizing Kamala and Walls, and you kind of slough off Trump as that's just who he is. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. They both drive me crazy. They do. From a logical point of view, the one thing that's different is that Trump never really makes the claim to be the logical, rational one, and Harris and Walls kind of try to play within that domain, like she's a lawyer. But I'll give you a couple examples. This recent proposal by Trump to get you to be able to deduct the interest on your car loan. Good Lord. Pander much? And also, who cares? How much is that, actually? It's not like a home loan where it's a massive amount of money because of the way the amortization structure works. Also, I don't think most people even itemize their deductions anymore. Most people just take the standard deduction. Most people. The average person. Also, his criticism in Detroit of Detroit. David, were you going to play that clip? Was that one that you had on your news coming up?
I sure can.
No. I mean, I didn't know if you were. That's one. Oh, and I didn't ever have a chance to get this on the show. You may not remember, but during the convention, he was talking about getting a missile defense for the United States, you know, Star Wars, and it can't happen. It's nonsense. I'm not an expert on this, but I have read a bunch of articles analyzing it. The difference between something like an Iron Dome or the other systems that Israel uses against, you know, low trajectory, relatively low speed rockets and some ballistic missiles is radically different than what you would need to be able to take on across the entire airspace of the United States a massive number of high speed intercontinental ballistic missiles of the sort that either China or Russia would use against us. It can't be done, and it's completely different technology. And him to keep talking about how we should have this and we meet... It can't. So it's just a fake campaign promise. There, you happy? my 2-minute dissection of three different things that Donald Trump is. It's what I have to try to do is not talk about either of them much, because they both drive me crazy. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John,
Let's see here. Still seeing that backup on I-10 right now. If you're trying to get onto, Pine Forest to Highway 29. It's actually cleared up a little bit from Pine Forest getting on to I-10 eastbound, but still seeing a 10 to 15 minute delay there. If you're trying to get on from Highway 90 to Avalon Boulevard, seeing some delays in that area. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about. Somebody texts in, Andrew, if people don't go long form and deduct everything they possibly can, they're giving the government money. Shame on you for your take on this. No, the standard deduction is so big that for most people, it's just better to take the standard deduction. Most people don't have enough itemized deductions to be able to get it above the threshold to matter. What a weird mood today. I don't know what it is. Oh, man. I guess it's the old law. If you make everybody unhappy, you're probably in the right place. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, please play me the clip from President Trump when he was in Detroit.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, he was in Detroit. Former President Trump had this prediction if Kamala Harris were to win the election.
You want to know the truth? It'll be like Detroit. Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
maybe not the best way to read the crowd.
Who's with me? Thank you, Detroit.
Detroit's terrible. All right. Governor Gretchen Whitmer there responding on X with a post saying, keep Detroit out of your mouth. And you better believe Detroiters won't forget this in November. A major bank is being hit with $3 billion in penalties for alleged money laundering. Federal authorities allege TD Bank out of New Jersey enabled international drug traffickers to launder more than $670 million through the institution. And apparently Kanye West is being sued by a former employee who says he was hired to investigate Kim Kardashian. The employee, identified only as John Doe, is alleging retaliation and infliction of emotional distress. He claims West hired him to investigate the Kardashian family while they were in Australia.
Thanks so much, David. Oh, somebody texting, your mood is fine. People are, well, somebody else texting, Andrew, you don't think he's right about Detroit? Oh, that's not the issue. If he knew he were talking about Detroit, he would have said it differently. He would have said something like, your city, you know this. This is how you understand these problems. It's run by Democrats being run into the ground. That's not what he said. It's like the, thank you for having us, Baltimore, in Charlotte. You know, that was the kind of thing that happened there. It's a massive gap. Gaff. 750, looks like saying gaff for gap. 759. Why would Governor DeSantis get canceled? And why would a Brazilian Instagram influencer who married herself divorce herself? Coming up in Transgressors in 20 minutes.
You're listening to